This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
There are several reasons why you might consider opening an IRA account. There is the tax advantage or the freedom of creating and planning for your future. The question is, which IRA is right for you? Hi, this is Teresa Fielding at First Bank Hampton. I'd be glad to sit down and explain the difference between a Roth, a traditional, or a SEP and answer any other questions you might have about IRAs. At First Bank Hampton, we can help you set up a personal retirement plan that reflects your financial goals, whether you are setting money aside for the first time or expanding your current portfolio. You can count on us. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go General Manager Craig Donnelly about events, meetings, public policy, and issues that affect our area. With today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program, here's Craig Donnelly.
This afternoon on the Newsmaker, I'm talking with Sister Carmen Hernandez and Sister Maura McCarthy with La Luz Hispana in Hampton. And Sister Carmen has exciting news. She's recently been elected president of the Sisters of the Presentation of Dubuque. And Sister Carmen, how long have you been a part of this order?
I have been a part since 1982, so probably about 34 years. So.
Now, when will you be moving to Dubuque, taking your new position, and what responsibilities will you have as president?
That's a very good question. You know, this is my first time, Craig, so I will be moving. I take office June 3rd of this year, this summer, so sometime right before then I will be moving to Dubuque. And then responsibilities could be a gamut of different things. I have three other people that I will be working with on a team. And so together the team will work with our congregation of the Sisters of the Presentation and our associates, trying to move forward the goals and the commitments that we decided on this summer.
How big is your order in Dubuque, and where all do you have sisters serving?
Currently, we are 100 sisters in Dubuque, Iowa. We have sisters mostly in Iowa, but we also have sisters in Washington, D.C., 12 different states, thank you, and then Bolivia. And then worldwide, there are probably about 2,500 presentation sisters from all over the world.
Sister, where is your hometown? Where do you consider your hometown? And tell our audience about your life path of service.
I am originally from Waterloo, Iowa. I was born and raised there, grew up and went to college there at the University of Northern Iowa and taught a year in Osage, Iowa, and then entered the Sisters of the Presentation in 1982 and was in Dubuque several years teaching and then went out to Storm Lake, Iowa and taught, went back to the Mother House to do counseling. I did that for 10 years. I'm an elementary school counselor, K through 12, and I also did part-time work as a vocation director during that time. Then I went into full-time vocation work. I was out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, working with an organization much like our own called Caminando Juntos with our presentation sisters there from Aberdeen. I studied in Bolivia for 5 months and came back and started my own organization here, La Luz Hispana.
La Luz Hispana, 5 years old in March. Are you going to have a tough time leaving La Luz Hispana?
Of course, you know, it seems impossible to believe that we've already here 5 years, but yes, you know, it's very much a part of my heart. You know, I was here 2 years ago, 2 years in 2008 to 2010 when I worked at Mercy Hospital. I came down to Hampton, Iowa one day a week and got to know the women there. And yes, you know, they certainly are a blessing in my life and have made me who I am today.
What's the future of La Luz Hispana? It's going to continue.
It is going to continue, and we want people to know that we are committed to keeping the doors open. You know, we're looking at, with our executive board and our La Luz board, trying to figure out how to get somebody hired or two people hired, and then just looking at what we can be in the future. So, yes, we want people to know that we will be staying open.
A couple of years ago, you started the Summer Celebration Grand Festival. That's on the calendar for June.
It is on the calendar. However, this year we had to change it because of the installation of my role as president is June 3rd. We typically have it the first week of June. However, this year we will have it June 9th. And that is our annual fundraiser. So that is what keeps us going besides our lovely and wonderful donors that we have from people. So
let's turn the page and talk to Sister Maura McCarthy. And Sister, tell us your path. You're from Northeast Iowa. How did you find Hampton, Iowa 5-6 years ago?
It's a long story. Yes, I grew up in a little township, Hanover Township in Almaquie County, right in the hills of Almaquie, close to the Mississippi River. I went to high school in Waukon, Iowa at St. Pat's, and then joined the presentations right after high school. I taught in Osage after my formation and professional education for 5 years, and then in St. Paul, Minnesota for 5 years. And then I was in Bolivia for 10 years, working in the rural areas of Bolivia. Then I returned home, taught in Chicago for almost 7 years, then back to Bolivia to work with the Guarani Indians for 23 years. Then I was, you know, retiring from Bolivia, and I had some wonderful opportunities to work with Hispanics in Florida for almost a year. I was at the United Nations for 8 months. And I talked to Sister Carmen about this opportunity in Hampton, Iowa, and I thought, I got excited about it. She was very open to it, so I had this wonderful opportunity to be in Hampton, Iowa these last 5 years.
Now, Sister, I understand you've announced your retirement, but you have plans for retirement that are going to take you back to Bolivia.
I do plan to do a research project. I've always liked research and never had a lot of time to do it. I want to do a study of the early missions in the O'Connor province of Bolivia. That would be originally the Jesuit missions that became Franciscan missionaries after the Jesuits were expelled from all of Latin America. So I want to study the family life of the Guarani Indians, the life of the children especially. Much of the history is written from the perspective of the conquerors. I want to study it from the perspective of those who lived the invasion of the Spanish invasion.
Sister, I know you're going to miss La Luz Hispana.
I love the Latin people, absolutely love them. They have made me feel so welcome here, and I've enjoyed accompanying them in a very special way. It's been great.
We want to thank Sister Carmen, Sister Maura for their years of service at La Luz Hispana. Wish them well on their travels in the future. Radio on the Go on the Newsmaker Show today, Sister Carmen Hernandez and Sister Maura McCarthy.
Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton. First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com and click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher.
There are several reasons why you might consider opening an IRA account. There is the tax advantage or the freedom of creating and planning for your future. The question is, which IRA is right for you? Hi, this is Teresa Fielding at First Bank Hampton. I'd be glad to sit down and explain the difference between a Roth, a traditional, or a SEP and answer any other questions you might have about IRAs. At First Bank Hampton, we can help you set up a personal retirement plan that reflects your financial goals, whether you are setting money aside for the first time or expanding your current portfolio. You can count on us, member FDIC.